Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So as somebody who's running a business, owning a business, working in business, chances are you have two different brands online. You have a personal brand, and chances are you have a business brand. Now, people will form opinions based on what you post in both, but sometimes they merge. And a lot of us work hard to keep them separate, but they often have to be bleached to show the better side of the business you. I've often said you can't post about politics, religion, or sex, and sex meaning men versus women. But sometimes those streams will cross, and you have to be able to deal with it. A few Sundays ago, I got sick. At first, I thought it was food poisoning, but it was much worse. My wife went out to get me Gatorade in the morning and came back and found me collapsed and incoherent. So she called 911, and I ended up at the closest ER. I had no clue what was going on. I was sitting there and I asked the doc, "Hey, when can I go home?" And he looked at my wife with a worried look and looked at me and said, "Maybe a week or so." I said, "What?" What I did not know is I was a few hours away from dying, and my wife saved my life. I had what was known as sepsis, which is a blood virus, and my BP was super low, and my pulse was super high. The next thing I know, they're sticking a tube down my jugular and pumping me full of drugs. I was moved to the ICU, where my wife said, "Ah, great, the neighborhood Facebook group has a message about you getting carried off in an ambulance." I had a sense of dread and embarrassment. I felt weak. What if my clients found out? What would happen to my business? But it was actually a prayer chain happening. Some of my neighbors are friends, so it started, you know, bleeding into my wife's Facebook profile, my Facebook profile, and eventually it was all over social media, including LinkedIn. After 2 days in the ICU, I was able to get my laptop. And I had to type up some kind of cohesive message that would let people know, you know, kind of what happened and where I was at and what's going on. But I had to be careful. I didn't want people to know that I was weak, that, you know, and I also didn't know exactly what was going on. They were still trying to figure it out. I left my phone on as I was trying to sleep, and I kept hearing this ding, 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 and my phone and my Facebook went crazy. It was amazing the amount of heartfelt thought that people were sending me. And a couple of days later, one of my friends posted an article about sepsis. And there were all of these people coming in and talking about their story, themselves, their husbands, their aunts, some who made it and some who didn't. And what I did not realize while I was sitting there in the ER is that look my doctor gave my wife was saying something like this: "Ma'am, your husband has a 50-50 chance of going home alive, but we'll do our best to keep it on the positive side." Over the next days and nights, I was basically just an octopus of tubes and beeps and bops and all kinds of stuff. They were pumping me full of all kinds of antibiotics, and they still couldn't figure it out. And then finally, they came in and told me what it was, and it was sepsis, and how dangerous it could be. I had no clue. But the bottom line is I made it. And after 3 days, I was moved to a regular room where I finally got to eat something other than Jell-O and broth. I mean, it was like, oh my goodness, give me that roll. It was awesome. But yeah, it took another day or so to make sure that I was okay, and then they finally let me go home. So now I'm at home trying to recover. And after a day or so, it started to snow. And I felt blessed to be alive, but too weak to shovel, and my wife couldn't shovel. So I had to eat my pride and ask for help. So I went back to that same Facebook group, my neighborhood group, and I asked, is there anybody who has a teenager who wants to earn a couple of bucks? I have a snowblower, I've got shovels, I've got everything, I'll open the garage, send them over, name your price, please do this. Within 2 minutes, somebody said, I'll be over immediately, I'm bringing my shovels, and it's on me, I'm not charging you anything. A couple of minutes later, I look out my second floor window, looking down at my driveway, and there's a truck parked in front of it. And a guy in a jacket, I don't even know him personally, I probably have met him in the neighborhood, but he's out there just shoveling away with two shovels. And literally, it broke me up. As the days went on, more and more people started commenting. I mean, it was hundreds and hundreds of people commenting on the Facebook posts, replying to my wife, replying to my original post. And it just kept growing, the amount of support and the amount of love. And the stories that they were telling made me realize that it's okay. You know, it's okay to need help. A couple of days later, it snowed again. And all of a sudden, I hear a snowblower, and I look out my window, and there's another neighbor just basically going up and down my sidewalk and doing my driveway. My wife opened up the door and yelled, thank you. We don't even know who it was. But it was amazing to see this outpouring of support from the neighborhood. Now, I remember years back, probably 15 years ago, when one of my neighbors had cancer. And I, without prompt or expectation, would walk over to their house with my snowblower and do the exact same thing. But I forgot about it until I was on the receiving end. I felt guilty, but then all of a sudden, I understood the karma of paying it forward. Now, granted, I feel weak and humbled, but I realize something from all of this. For all of the divisive posts and the junk that's posted on Facebook, there is kind of this underpinning of empathy and caring and community hidden beneath the decay. It rose up like a phoenix and lifted me up and frankly made me cry tears of joy. It's amazing when you see the power of social media from that light. Now, I'm on the road to recovery, but with a renewed faith in mankind, a new respect for the power of social media to still do good in this world. You may have two brands, but you only have one life, and they will forever be intertwined. And what I learned from this experience is you reap what you sow. So the bottom line is be the best that you can be on social media. Don't lie. Don't be disingenuous. Don't be inauthentic. Just be you. And if you have some stories, please share them on the comments of this podcast. I want to thank you all, my listeners, for your help, your guidance, your trust. And I'm sharing this story with you so that you can pay it forward and do good for somebody else so that one day when you need it, you can feel the positive vibes of what you sow.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.